Let's travel back in time to the 2000 presidential election when George W. Bush was talking a whole lot about education reform, the cornerstone of his domestic platform, a test-based system of accountability for schools called No Child Left Behind.
As president, he signed the law in 2002, No Child, as it's called, calls on states to give standardized tests in reading and math, and requires the nation's 27,000 public high schools to report how many students make it to graduation. But the law doesn't require a standard way of reporting those graduation numbers. So a school in Michigan may report the percentage of high school juniors that stick it out through senior year, while a school in Mexico may base its numbers on the percentage of seniors that receive a diploma. Different states do it different ways. As a result, researchers say federal figures based on these arbitrary state calculations actually obscure a national dropout rate that's reaching epidemic levels. Only about 7 out of 10 students who start ninth grade will graduate 4 years later. That's according to a study released this week by a group called America's Promise Alliance, backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And now, Education Secretary Margaret Spellings is proposing a new federal regulation that will require all 50 states to adopt one formula. So, what does it all mean? Joining us now to explain how schools would be required to change the way they do these calculations, Jay Matthews, education reporter for the Washington Post. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Rachel.
Thanks for being here. So, Jay, put these dropout numbers into some context for us. Is this an epidemic?
Absolutely. This is probably our most difficult and most intractable problem in public education, and the reaction of our school districts up to now has been to try to hide it as deeply in the fog of stats as they could by producing data that really didn't tell us how big the problem was.
So let's talk about how these calculations have been made. What's the problem? Why can't you just count how many students don't show up senior year? How come you? Why is it so difficult to calculate the dropout rate?
Well, think about it for a minute. We've all started ninth grade. We've all had a certain circle of friends by 12th grade. Some of those people have moved to the next town. Some have moved to the other coast. Some have dropped out. It's very difficult to figure out which are which. We don't want to count kids as dropouts who have simply moved on to the next town and graduated from high school there. It requires putting an identification number to every kid, having a computer system, at least statewide, that allows you to track those kids as they move from one town to another. If you have that kind of a system, then you can indeed calculate how many kids who start ninth grade are graduating 4 years later, which I think everybody now agrees, the National Governors Association agreed 2 years ago, would be the way we'd calculate this. And now the federal government is saying, and yes, indeed, we're going to make you. But it's still very difficult to set it up. And even though the Margaret Spellings said she's going to require this, it's hard for me to see how it's going to happen right away because it's expensive to set up these computer systems and softwares and identify every kid in that way so this will work.
Now, let's talk about one of the perceived failures of the No Child Left Behind law is that it didn't include this. It didn't include a uniform way to calculate dropout rates across the states. What is there any benefit for schools to underreport their numbers?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a huge political deal. There are a lot of things about education that confuse voters, but the voters are clear on one thing. If you don't graduate from high school, you're in bad shape. And we have all kinds of data, which voters are aware of, that people who graduate from college are making more than twice as much over their lifetimes as people who never graduate from high school. It's a huge difference.
So what we talk about the fact that Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings has now put this out as something that she wants to happen. So the specifics of her proposal that she announced this week, she wants every student to be assigned this number and require that schools in all 50 states track students this way.
Exactly right. So they can actually tell honestly what percentage of kids who started ninth grade in that school actually did graduate or from somewhere. The numbers can eliminate those kids who've transferred to another state. They won't be part of the equation, but it should be able to tell us how many kids aren't in school, aren't graduating at the end of 4 years of what should have been 4 years of high school.
You say it's expensive. How expensive and how long will it take to put
Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, tens of hundreds of millions of dollars throughout the whole country. Every state does this a little bit differently. Some states are way ahead of others. Texas, Florida, California have made real progress. They've already spent a lot of money. They're way ahead of the game. They're actually producing data that I use in calculating how high school programs affect college success, which is terribly useful. But most states, such as, you know, where I am, Virginia, Maryland, they're still behind the curve. It's going to take them, you know, 3 or 4 years to get this up to speed.
Why hasn't it been standardized before? It was just never seen as any kind of systemic problem?
Well, the reason why anything hasn't been standardized in education is that we are a federal system, and the passing No Child Left Behind was a huge step forward in putting some federal standardization on anything. And even in that law, we let each state decide which tests they're going to give kids. And as you've noted, we've let each state decide how they're going to calculate dropouts. The congressmen who wrote this bill are full of the desire to leave their each of their individual states some leeway to do things the way they want to. That's the federal system. That's our culture. And so it's been very hard to make it work politically. But a lot of people are now talking about how we really need a national standard. I'm not sure if that'll ever fly, but there are a lot more people in favor of it. Seeing now how you know cruelly the states gamed the system and how much they hid their problems under the system we have now.
No Child Left Behind is currently up for reauthorization by Congress. Why is proposing this new requirement now? Is there a link to that, the possible reauthorization? Is there some kind of political connection here?
She's not actually asking Congress to do anything. She says she's going to do it administratively by fiat. And she does have that power to issue the regulation, but as I said, I don't think practically speaking, the state's going to be able to do this very soon. There's no way Congress is going to reauthorize No Child Left Behind this time. Everybody's going to wait until we have a new president, and that president declares how he or she wants the system to work. It's going to be another 2 or 3 years before that happens. So we're going to sort of limp along with the No Child Left Behind law we have now for some time.
Jay Matthews, education reporter for The Washington Post. Hey, Jay, thanks for helping us make sense of these numbers and this new policy. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Rachel.
Next up on the show, the story of Lance Allred. Despite every disadvantage you can imagine a basketball player might have, he made it to the NBA. It's an amazing story coming up, and TV slowly making a comeback after the writer's strike. We'll tell you what's ahead for the season. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.